A review of EN ISO 17141, ISO 14698 and Particle Measuring Systems Microbial Instrumentation Conformance. Introduction. In August 2020, the normative standard for Europe EN 17141, Clean Rooms and Associated Controlled Environments, Biocontamination Control, was issued. It essentially replaces the existing European standards, EN, ISO 14698-1-2003 and, EN, ISO 14698-2-2003 within the European Standards Community countries, and is associated with the Cleanroom Standard ISO 14644-1-2015. Clean Rooms and Associated Controlled Environments Part 1 Classification of Air Cleanliness by Particle Concentration. Globally, ISO 14698-1 and 2, 2003 are still valid and applicable. There are two sections to the new European standard. Normative. Those parts that are prescriptive. They should be followed to demonstrate compliance with the standard. Informative. Those parts that are descriptive. They aid the reader understand the concepts presented in the standard. The normative chapters describe the establishment of microbiological control, in identifying the risks associated with environments and processes and how to ally a monitoring plan to those identified risks. Those aspects are covered in a separate technical review. The informative chapters offer guidance on how to apply the monitoring plans to meet specific regulated industrial applications. The standard is also very clear that additional regulatory requirements may be made on these industries by local and international regulatory bodies. It is the informative annexes E and F that identify the apparatus that can be used to measure within these applications. Guidance is given on selecting the most suitable solution for an application and verifying and/or validating their suitability. Requirements for volumetric air samplers. Both ISO 14698-1-2003 and EN 17141-2020 have performance criteria for the suitability of volumetric air samplers when used in conjunction with other elements of the standard such as media section, incubation and result readings. A table comparing ISO 14698-1 and 2, 2003 and EN 17141-2020 can be found in the PDF version of this paper. The two standards harmonize the selection process of a volumetric air sampler. There are two new aspects of the revised EN 17141. E.5.2, recommendation of AD50 value for particles smaller than 2 micrometers. E.6.2.2. E.6.4, simplified laboratory method for allowing new instruments without manufacturer testing to be validated for use by comparing against an established instrument's performance. Allowable tolerance formula is 100 plus or minus 50%. ISO 14698-2-2003 also offers additional advice on applicability of choosing a sample based on its application to monitoring the environment and the establishment of a monitoring program. Mini-capped and bio-capped, physical and biological efficiency. The sampler heads of the mini-capped mobile microbial air sampler, mini-capped remote microbial air sampler, and bio-capped microbial impactor are all the same design. Parameters and testing of the design have been performed in compliance with ISO 14698-1-2003 and EN 17141-2020. The conformity testing to this standard was performed by CAMR, the PHE Biosafety Group, Portendown, UK, and is reported in the document number 670/00. Originals of the report are available from the PMS QA Department, Boulder, Colorado, USA. Physical D50 efficiency results. There are three methods for calculation of D50 efficiency that can be correlated to the physical efficiency testing performed using the full efficiency testing results. 1. Estimate the impingement velocity and compare to maize dataset. 2. Calculate impingement D50 direct. 3. The estimation of D50 based on EN 17141, section E.5.2. A photo of the D50 estimation formula can be found in the PDF version of this paper. It relies on the constant factor for air viscosity, the equivalent diameter of the air inlet nozzles and the impact velocity. Now we use two of these methods on our products and data. 1. Estimate the impingement velocity and compare to maze data set. There is a table in the PDF version of this paper of the maze data set for the mini-capped mobile at 25, 50, and 100 LPM. 2. Calculate impingement D50 direct. The collection efficiency calculation can be found in the PDF version of this paper, and it relies on the velocity of the air through the nozzle, the radius of the curvature of the streamline, the maximum diameter of hole, the density of microbe-carrying particles, the equivalent particle diameter, the Cunningham slip factor, and the viscosity of room air at 20 degrees Celsius. A table of the theoretical D50 values can be found in the PDF version of this paper for the 25, 50, and 100 LPM versions of the mini-capped mobile. Summary. There is significant harmonization between the requirements for suitability of instrument sampling parameters between ISO 14698-1-2003 and EN 17141-2020. The mini-capped and bio-capped family of products, for all flow rates, 25, 50 and 100 LPM, meet these standards for high efficiency for physical and biological requirements. The microbial products from particle measuring systems comply with both these international standards, and suitable, routine maintenance and calibration will keep these instruments within tolerance for many years. Additional validation will not be required.
The references for this paper can be found in the PDF version. Let particle measuring systems industry experts support your risk assessment and contamination control strategy needs. Learn more at pmeasuring.com/consultancy and training services. The author of this paper is Mark Hallworth, the Life Sciences Regional Manager at Particle Measuring Systems. He has lectured for pharmaceutical societies throughout Europe, Asia, and the US on non-viable particle and facility monitoring and the implications of validating those systems. He can be reached at malworth@pmeasuring.com.
BioCapped and MiniCapped are registered trademarks of Particle Measuring Systems Incorporated, copyright 2021 Particle Measuring Systems. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Incorporated at +1 303 443 7100. App Note 305.